I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome to Warriors Off Court. I'm your host, Warriors beat writer Connor Letourneau. Want to have a say in what we cover? We want to know what you want to hear. We want to make our podcast better at The Chronicle, and who better than to tell us how to do that than you? Take a quick survey at sfchronicle.com/podcast survey, and if you complete it, you'll be entered in a drawing for one of five $100 gift cards. It's short, and we really want to know what you think. That's sfchronicle.com/podcast survey. On today's episode of Warriors Off Court, I'm joined by Warriors point guard Jeremy Pargo, who signed a 10-day contract with Golden State when the team was rounding out its roster earlier this month after a chaotic trade deadline. Pargo is not your typical player on a 10-day. He's 33, and after making millions overseas, is not worried about carving out a career in the NBA. Fresh off a stint with the Warriors G League affiliate in Santa Cruz, Pargo is just trying to enjoy the moment. He began with explaining how he got that call.
I got the call. I was on my way to Sioux Falls to play against the Miami Heat G League team. We had a layover in Denver. As I land in Denver, I get a phone call from our GM, Ryan, in the G League. And he was telling me, asking me where I was. I'm in the airport headed to Denver. Yeah. Leaving Denver to Sioux Falls. And he said, don't get on the flight. The Warriors just signed it to a 10-day. So I said, huh? I had to make sure I heard it correctly. So,
did that kind of come out of nowhere?
Completely out of nowhere. Yeah. Completely out of nowhere. Yeah, 100%.
That had to be a pretty nice, surprise.
It was a shocking moment. It was a, oh, what the crap moment. But, it was a good moment in itself,
Was that Thursday afternoon?
Yeah.
So did you fly back to San Francisco?
Yeah, yeah. Stayed in Denver, flew back to San Francisco. Jumped in a car to Santa Cruz to get some things and came back the next morning.
And they put you up in a hotel and everything. I don't know where to go. So it's been a few years since you've been in the NBA.
Seven years? No, a few is called two years, right? Three or four years.
So it's been, what, 7 years?
It's been more than a few.
But in that time, you've had success overseas. So kind of just take me through what the decision to go overseas and how that period was for you.
The decision to go overseas was, I was offered a unique position to go to Russia and play for Ettore Messina, who was the assistant for the Spurs, who's back in Italy coaching right now. So I had an opportunity to go do that, and I chose to do that in hopes of bettering my career and bettering my situation as a whole. Then turned into, playing well in certain situations and growing over there. So, it was opportunity after opportunity and just wanted to do my best to, capitalize.
Did you kind of think that you could play out the rest of your career overseas, or did you always kind of have that itch to get back stateside?
For one, growing up in America, you always have an itch to play here in the States. And, sometimes you're close and, you want to exhaust every opportunity to be where you want to be. But as I was over there, I didn't have any thoughts of like, hey, I want to go back to the NBA. I'm in the NBA. I want the NBA. No, my goal while I was playing that was to win.
Right.
And, if finishing my career over here is what I got to do in terms of being overseas, then I was okay with it. And then it just got to the point where they're making the season longer overseas, and it's just like, 10-month seasons.
They had 10-month seasons
out of America is really tough. So, it was
just with the EuroLeague, because they add on.
With the EuroLeague and the local leagues over there.
Yeah.
EuroLeague is before our local league, so,
So is it even more of a grind than the NBA in some ways?
It is, because, here you have family and friends as an outlet. You have a bad game, you have an outlet with family and friends. Over there, if you don't have a family over there, you have your teammates, and a lot of those guys have family, so obviously they can't babysit you. If you, right. You know, so.
Did you have family travel with you ever?
No kids or anything, so.
Right.
Yeah, so it could be tough being over there for 10 months at a time.
What went into the decision to come to the G League a couple years ago? And then
A couple years ago was funny because my brother was coaching with the Windy City Bulls. My whole thought was, hey, after this China season, I can go back to home and play in America, play in the G League. My brother was coaching. It was an opportunity to play for him. He was an assistant coach. It was an opportunity to play in Chicago.
Right.
And I hadn't played in the States in 5 years at the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was an opportunity to play in the States, play for my brother, and play at home. So I was on the phone with my brother, and I was like, yo, where are you guys in the draft pool? And they were 13th. So he was like, yeah, if you entered the draft pool right now, we couldn't get you. I don't know if 13 teams are going to pass up on you. So it's probably not best to do it. Then I got a call from my agent, Reggie Brown, and he was like, are you – because he didn't even know I was thinking about doing a G League because it was me and my brother talking about it. And he was so are you really thinking about doing a G League? I was like, yeah, it's a chance to play. You know, I play basketball anyway. I don't really care.
Right.
And he's like, the Warriors got the next spot to take anyone that enters the pool, and they want to talk to you about it. And that's when I got on the phone with Aaron Miles, and he laid it out for me, and he was really honest about things, and I appreciated that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I decided to do it and had a great time. The 12 games I played, I really enjoyed playing there, playing in the States, having fun. One of the best moments is we played in Memphis, and Monty was able to come to the game, which Monty's probably seen me play two times in my career ever.
Your auntie, you said?
Yeah, Monty. Oh, okay. Yeah. She lives in Memphis, so.
You're very close to her?
I'm pretty close to Monty, yes. She was able to come to the game, and just the simple fact of seeing her there, having fun on the court, playing with great guys.
Yeah.
You know, I was really happy in the moment. Then I was offered a really big opportunity overseas after the G League finished.
Was it because you had a good season?
It's probably more so because they knew me. I played for Maccabi before. Yeah. They needed a point guard. They wanted a point guard. Went over there. We actually won a championship, and I was offered a pretty nice deal to go back. So I went back.
Are we talking seven figures? Close.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
a little bit more
than the G League.
A little bit more than seven figures.
Oh, really?
We'll have more of my conversation with Jeremy Pargo right after the break.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Just being over there at that time was a rough season, and it was just times where I would just prefer to be at home, not thinking of money, just thinking of being happy.
Would you say you were down during that time? Just kind of
I dealt with an injury, and then the coach that I went to play for was fired. And then, you know, things that really shake your way all the time, so.
What was the injury?
A back injury.
Like lower back injury? And so did you have to miss time?
I missed some time. Team didn't do as well as we hoped through that period. So they made changes.
I imagine that lifestyle can get pretty isolating too, right? I mean.
It can.
I mean, you just kind of have your teammates and your FaceTime. It might get old.
For sure.
So you were kind of feeling that.
Yeah, and then, you know, with the staff that's in place in Santa Cruz, it was the same staff outside of Aaron Miles that was there when I was there a couple years ago, was really happy. And, you know, I would occasionally talk to Ryan about things and talk to Mike Lee, Coach Williams about things just to see how things were going. And, you know, I asked them would they be interested in having me back this coming season. And, and things fell into place, and I was able to go there. You know, it was about being happy. You know, a lot of it was about being happy.
Were you happier?
Yeah, for sure.
Was it just being stateside?
That's a lot to do with it, but also the group surrounded. I'm this entire organization, G League and NBA is you know, it's pretty unique. It's pretty special.
I've been to Santa Cruz quite a bit, and they have a good thing going there. Yeah. Like they sell out every game.
Special group of coaches, special group of guys all around, and you know, just fortunate to be in the situation.
So was that even on your radar when you went back to Santa Cruz of like trying to get a call up?
It wasn't. It was.
Did you kind of feel like at your age that maybe they would give that to the younger guys, or was that?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
that wasn't my thought at all. I mean, I was okay with it, and you know, just go play basketball, try and help some of the young guys along the way, and enjoy my time. You know,
was it kind of fun? You know, helping bring along guys like Smiley and Jordan Poole. And
I have fun with Smiley on a daily basis. Smiley's a funny guy.
Yeah.
And then we did have Jordan down for a couple games, and I think he picked up on some things that really helped him when he got back up here. Kai being down and being able to play big minutes up here has helped him a lot. So, you know, being able to talk to those guys, and the biggest part of the enjoyment with that is that they take it in. They listen. You know, they're not say, oh, man, you're not this or you're not that. They listen, and you know, I think they try and apply.
Did they tell you when Golden State brought you in on the 10-day, did they tell you what went into that decision? I know they need another point guard.
I mean, I'm the oldest guy here, so I'm right. Pretty sure I need to try and help where I can. And I like that. You know, one day I want to be a coach, so being able to, you know, be hands-on at an early stage helps a little bit.
So kind of being the elder statesman, even though.
It can help, yeah.
I'm sure the fact that they knew you and liked you and that sort of thing went a long way, too.
Hopefully. I hope it did.
So what's the goal? What's the goal now? Is it just ride out this 10-day, get another 10-day?
Enjoy the moments and hopefully just keep building on what's happening now, you know, and help where I can.
Do you have an idea of how much longer you want to play?
Until the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
Until
you'd be down to play to like into your late 30s.
Until the wheels fall off.
And you said you want to coach after this?
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of coach you'd want to be? Is it like high school, college, pro?
Recruiting as a college coach can be tough.
Yeah.
Can be very tedious and irritating.
Yeah.
But teaching at that age is a thing that's interesting. You know, teaching period. With the NBA getting so much younger, teaching in the NBA, coaching in the NBA is like coaching in college to an extent.
And your brother's with the Blazers now, right? Yeah. So. Is he enjoying that?
He's loving it, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Do you – talking to guys who played overseas, all of them seem to have some sort of crazy story of something they've experienced.
Crazy story?
Do you have any crazy stories of your time overseas? I mean, you were playing at a higher level, so it's probably not
– In what sense?
Well, I've heard stories of, like, fireworks going off or, like, you know,
I mean,
stuff like
they
that.
They let off flares in gyms with no problem.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's normal. Some gyms, they don't have a no cigarette smoking inside, so you go in the gym and the entire rafters are filled with cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
And, hey, you play like it's normal life.
Yeah.
So that's nothing. I mean, in Turkey, they threw a bunch of lighters and batteries at us. I hit a game-winning shot at the buzzer, and they threw a lot of things at us. The video's on YouTube, actually. You can see us running out of the gym. We hit the shot. We celebrate for probably 5 seconds before
the
start.
Was it against a rival team?
It was against Galatasaray in Turkey. So
they're one of the better Turkish
teams. They threw a lot of things at us.
Yeah. What happened with your previous stops in the NBA? Was it just numbers crunch type situation?
I think it was a numbers thing in Cleveland. I'm not sure.
Do you look back on those experiences and think maybe you could have done something differently? Or?
The Memphis experience, I could have been better 100% in the Memphis situation.
How so?
Just being more prepared. The lockout helped create a lot of bad habits basketball-wise.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You were hanging out too much?
No. Yeah. Nothing like that. Just like in terms of playing the game. Playing the game the right way and pick up. You play it a lot differently than you play an actual game. So, but nothing about hanging out or nothing like that.
Yeah.
I'm a gym rat. I love the gym. I can do this all day. So.
Right.
Nothing of that nature at all.
Cool, man.
Yep.
Really nice to meet you.
Yes, sir.
Wish you the best.
Thank you.
Happy for you.
Our thanks to Jeremy Pargo for joining me on the podcast. It was great hearing about his circuitous route back to the NBA. And please, don't forget our podcast survey, sfchronicle.com/podcast survey. If you complete it, you'll be entered in a drawing for one of five $100 gift cards. Warriors Off Court is a production of the San Francisco Chronicle. Support Warriors Off Court and the newsroom that creates it by signing up for a Chronicle membership at sfchronicle.com/pod.